Citizenship in the World, Requirement 1. Explain what citizenship in the world means to you and what you think it takes to be a good world citizen. This is a subjective question, so each merit badge participant's answer is going to be different. Let's start with the first part, citizenship in the world. Citizenship intrinsically belongs in an idea of recognition, that one recognizes that one is part of a group and one has rights and privileges assigned by that group. In the case of citizenship in the world, the only exclusion to participation in that is one who is not a member of the human species. We're clocking in at approximately 7 billion humans right now, so citizenship in the world would be those ideas that would apply to all of them in a supranational or transnational sense. Here's some examples of what I would consider to be part of that. Universal compassion. There is no point at which human suffering or human degradation should be considered reasonable or acceptable, unless in cases where the individual has decided to bring it upon himself of his or her own free will. There is no point at which one is morally obliged to help another, to allow another to seek redress for grievances, and to allow another to receive aid and comfort. These are basic, fundamental, and universal ideals, and they are without exclusion. Second part of that would be a requirement that one be familiar with one's surroundings. In the case of the world, one's surroundings being the activities that involve all of humanity. This includes supranational activities and organizations, say something as trite as the Olympics, and something as important as threats to the planet, say global climate change. The third portion of this would be to engage in political activities within one's ability. There is the notion of the active global participant. There are certain bodies that do allow for the private citizen to engage in public activity through redress through one's national government, additionally through third-party organizations such as the International Committee of the Red Cross and Red Crescent and the United Nations. All of these are avenues in which one can be considered active. The requirements to be a good citizen would be to partake in activities that further these goals, to promote compassion among other people, to promote activity through global and international bodies, and to promote active communication between cultures, societies, ethnicities, religions, races, and creeds.